For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump is blaming social media for the negative press he's been receiving lately, saying the positive press is being withheld. He tweeted, Google search results for Trump News shows only the viewing and reporting of fake news media.
I think that Google and Twitter and Facebook, they're really treading on very, very troubled territory, and they have to be careful. It's not fair to large portions of the population.
The U.S. military has no immediate plans to suspend major military exercises in South Korea.
The exercises continue. What it means in practical terms is that we're making no change to the exercise program at this time.
Defense Secretary James Mattis, he says suspension of drills following President Trump's summit with North Korea was just a good faith gesture, not necessarily open-ended. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're an entrepreneur or a small business owner or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. It's an all-cash business, no insurance. The income potential is enormous. You do need startup capital. You have to be serious. You'll have to invest a few dollars. Contact them today to find out if you qualify. To see if your area is available, call 800-235-1462. That's 800-235-1462.
Hurricane Maria caused an estimated 2,975 deaths in Puerto Rico after the storm slammed into the island last September. Puerto Rico Governor Ricardo Rosselló.
It's always painful to see that it's such a large number.
Researchers estimate nearly 3,000 people died during the 6 months after the hurricane hit. The study looked at historical death patterns from 2010 to 2017 to predict how many people would have died had Maria not hit the island. That figure was then compared to the actual number of deaths. The government said the death toll initially was only 64. A slight delay for the upcoming second trial of former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort. Jury selection will start as planned on September 17th, but the opening statements will be delayed 1 week. The change gives the defense team more time to prepare since they just finished the first trial last week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
A Maryland man jumped off a 50-foot-high bridge, not to end his life, but rather to save it. USA's Chris Barnes explains.
Maryland State Police say 43-year-old Torre Lamont Guider's car struck a guardrail and overturned on Sunday on the Capitol Beltway Bridge over the Potomac River, and Guider got out and stood near the guardrail. Then an off-duty emergency worker pulled over to help him. But that's when police say a car driven by a 46-year-old man crashed into the overturned vehicle and the rear of Schnakel's vehicle. Just before it did, Guider apparently jumped to avoid being struck by the crashing vehicles. He landed 50 feet below on a grassy area near the river and remains hospitalized. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Tributes are still coming in from around the world following the death on Saturday of 81-year-old Senator John McCain. With more, here's John Clemens.
The long-serving legislator and the presidential candidate was remembered as a true friend of the Jewish state and a true supporter of Israel. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu expressed his condolences.
On this occasion, I wish to extend my condolences to the family of Senator John McCain, a great American patriot, a great friend of Israel.
Mr. McCain died on Saturday at his ranch in Arizona after a year-long battle with brain cancer. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.